Welcome back on the post-game show. Well, the perfect season is now in the books. The Lisbon Broncos winning 8-6, but Coach Gerding joins us now, and this is like the scariest game out of all of them. I thought coming into this with a team like with the Bulldogs sitting at 2-5, I knew it was going to be a contest, but man sakes, you scared the bejeebers out of us today. What are some of your thoughts on this win?
Yeah, you know, it definitely wasn't a pretty one. I think we came out a little bit flat right away, and we had to make a couple of adjustments at halftime to some of the things that they were doing. Their defense was excellent today.
Yeah, it was a crazy start, and I think for a lot of Broncos fans, they're used to you guys kind of marching up and down the field. You faced probably as good or some tougher defenses on the season, but what was it really about your team? And I guess give some credit to the Bulldogs, but their rushing attack just was not there early on.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't like they were doing anything real crazy and exotic stuff that we haven't seen. It's their backers were just very aggressive, and our linemen were just kind of catching a little bit at the line of scrimmage, and we kind of got after them at halftime and challenged them, and I think in the second half they really responded to that challenge.
I have to ask you what happened at the end of the first half, because I have no idea even how to describe what happened. You guys were driving down. You got a big interception by Rasmussen. Your offense had been struggling. You were looking for points. You're losing at that point 6-0, and it looked right at the end that you guys are going to have a chance to punch it in. You were down around the 6-7-yard line. It looked like you spiked the ball with 3 seconds left, and all of a sudden the next thing we know, the referees call an illegal pass. They put 3 seconds back on the clock, but then they say the half is over. You didn't look very happy. So what was the explanation? What happened?
You know, I honestly, to be truthful, I really don't know what happened. There was a lot of different things moving and going on that play, and you know, we didn't necessarily agree with, you know, if the clock had stopped on first down or not, and which it didn't. And then you know, obviously the 5 second runoff with 3 seconds on the clock, it took all the time out, and you know, it was just a kind of a crazy little scenario there.
Well, the second half, I would definitely say your defense was sharper, your offense was sharper, but still there were just moments where you guys would have two or three successive plays in a row offensively that you were moving the football, looked like your offense was kicking back in, then it was a bad penalty or something went wrong, and it just like the continuity wasn't there entirely.
Yeah, no, there were definitely some uncharacteristic things that we did today, you know, with a couple of bad snaps and a couple of dumb penalties and, you know, just uncharacteristic things that kind of put us behind the pace. And, you know, we always talk about how we want to stay on pace with the chains and stuff. And
well, one thing that hasn't happened this year and did happen today is you won by a passing touchdown. And it was maybe the only way you were going to get a touchdown today, the way that it worked. And what a great play call. Maybe just go through the play call that was called in Rasmussen with the long touchdown grab.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we're not a passing team, and we like to run the ball. But, you know, we knew we were going to have times this year where we needed to throw it, and that was one of them right there. And we kind of – they were playing aggressive man coverage, and I told Coach Moss to call something with a double move, and he put a little move on the kid and ended up wide open and luckily caught it.
How difficult was this win to pass in? I was surprised, actually, there was as many passes completed as there was today. It's just a really brisk wind coming across the field.
You know, it wasn't too bad just because it was a crosswind, but, you know, if it would have been the other way, it could have been, like, you know, working one way, one direction would have been tough.
What do we know at this point? Obviously, now you finish 8-0. We don't know for sure, or maybe you do, if you finish with the number 2 seed or not, or if you have to wait for the QRF rankings to come out. Do you know any of that yet?
No, we don't. The QRF ranking should be coming out, I believe, on Monday.
Okay, so do we know an opponent yet? Is it Grafton from Region 2, or is that still up in the air?
I believe that it is Grafton. I'm like 99% sure it's Grafton right
okay.
now.
Okay, have you heard a start time or not, or is that still to be determined from the state?
No, we haven't heard that yet.
How do they make that determination? Do you know? Do they just, like, do they try to stagger games? Do we know?
I don't know how that process
it's works. It's above your pay grade.
I'm not involved in the scheduling aspect. That's Pat. So.
All right. Big party tonight back in Lisbon with the 8-0, or is it just business as usual getting ready for next week?
I think it's business as usual. The kids were not happy with their performance today, and you know they're ready, raring to get back at it.
All right. Very good. Congratulations, Coach. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.